Now that I'm a dog owner, I hate it when people say men are dogs because, frankly, dogs are incredible. They are generous, loyal, clear in their communication, and unafraid to display their love. I have yet to meet the man who does that. There's reason people say dogs are free therapy. The whole point of paying someone $100 an hour is the hope that they can get you enough out of your head to drop into your heart. The problem is you only say your side of the story and you never truly know if you were the victim, villain, or oddly both. Yet with a dog, there's no story beyond love. The story is that when you toss them their favorite blue ball, feed them their dry kibble, and walk them around enough to pee and poop outside, they give you unwavering kindness. They think you are God. It is hard to get depressed when you have a fur creature asking for a belly rub. Your panic attack somehow does not seem as urgent as their need for stomach scratchies. Yet it is hard to have that level of intimacy with another human being, especially if they are the opposite of you in things like gender. I think it is a struggle because in many ways we are raised to believe love is performative. It is not unconditional, but earned. And when someone differs from you, the possibility of that earning feels too distant to be usefully attainable, like driving 3 hours to visit someone only to find they are not home. Despite the back and forth messages, somehow they decided to go to Walmart just as you were arriving, and now you have to annoyingly wait and see if the money spent on gas was really worth this wait. Doing my album, The Story of Mr. H, I've noticed behaviors my narcissistic father taught me, like to hide in my intelligence or personality for the pleasure of others. I had to be the most virtuous to get love. You act nicely, you might get gifts, the supposed material manifestation of love. You dress beautifully, you might get compliments, the vocab, grammatical manifestation of love. You hide your discomfort, you might get hugged, the physical manifestation of love. Yet with a dog, there's no showmanship. It is so simple. You even question it, despite seeing it every day. If anything, having a dog shows you how to love like a human. When you say a woman is a bitch for not being loving, or a man is a dog for being hateful, the truth is they were the polar opposite. Had they been love, they would have been a dog. Instead, they were really their choices. I am all for animal equality. I really am. And I think that sometimes I'm shocked when people kind of bash me for that or kind of backhand me for that. How could you be one of the most common counter responses is, how can you be for animal equality when we don't even have human equality? And that's the very reason. I think the minute you are a sentient being, at the very least, and animals are sentient, you deserve respect and honor. Even plants, I'm even for plant environmental equality. I do not understand why we need to lay dominion on this earth to still have no control over ourselves, and even further, not be happy, not be in love. And I think having a dog showed me how performative I was raised to be with love, and how that explains why I'm so burnt out and almost drained. And kind of doing daddy recovery so I could get myself out of this self-imposed isolation, because I had to be so grateful, so complimentary, so, you know, giving him hugs, even if he didn't hug me, calling him a good person, even if he was calling me a bad one, saying thank you, even though he gave me nothing. You know, it was just this, all my virtues were to build this person that was blatantly and brazenly destroying me and making me believe that all the light I am either didn't exist or couldn't be for me. And I've encountered so many relationships with that lesson, with that training, with that dynamic, and I have failed. Like, I have never been in love for being in so many relationships and friendships. And my first dog I adopted, he died suddenly, and it ruptured me, because I got him in one of the worst mental states I'd ever been in. I just needed to love something that loved me back, because I've always been loving, always, no matter how heartbroken I am, I have always remained kind, and it's in part my nature. I'm just a sweetie. And he was I think, my first experience of unconditional love. He was so pure and sweet. And I get sentimental talking about him because I'm so grateful that I have that experience on earth. And I didn't even know I didn't have it. And when I got my second dog, I was, you know, emotionally healed enough to love again. Very nervous. Felt like I was cheating on my first dog. Felt like, you know, and my second dog was so nervous. He didn't really like me until after 3 weeks. And it was like, you know, being stuck with a Tinder date that you didn't like. You know, we were just like looking at each other like, are we going to like each other? Are we going to get along? I'm going to feed you. Do you want to cuddle? No. Okay. I don't even know if I want to cuddle. Like, we were just investigating each other, if anything. And over time, he's become the new love of my life. And I wouldn't have kind of made this oath with myself to live the rest of my life with dogs if I hadn't had that first experience that was so wonderful and ended tragically. And he, in perspective, triggered this realization that I had but denied, because I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes I feel like I know things, but I don't really realize them. Like, I'll have this feeling and then it'll just take me a long time, like maybe more personal growth or something, for the thought to actually hit me. And having this dog that was so basic in his needs, feed me, make sure I'm warm, you know, play with me if you can, just love me, and I'll love you, and I will be loyal to you, and I will never judge you, and I will wait for you, and I will act like God entered the room every time you return to me. And I just didn't have that growing up. Nobody, I was trained to be excited for everyone. But no one was excited for me. No one was excited for me. And I think that the purity of that love kind of taught me how monstrous my father was. Because children, you know, we compare children and puppies because they're just so pure. And I said something, I was doing a discussion, and I said, you know, what I realize in perspective of doing daddy recovery is that a child's love is unconditional, but a parent's isn't. You know, that's almost conditional or optional. Like, there are parents that unconditionally love their kids, but not all parents unconditionally love their kids. And that's often the presumption and the lesson that we are taught as children, you know, like their love is automatic and endless. But my father's didn't exist. He didn't love me. And he didn't even know me. He didn't want to even meet my soul. And I did. I remember one of the last things I asked my dad was, what do you love about me? And all he could say was, you're my daughter. And this was my abuser. And then he asked me, well, what do you love about me? Because when he felt cornered, he would flip the question. You know, how dominatrix of him. And I said, I love that you love history. And I love that you know about every culture. I love that you walk into a room and you make everybody like you. And you remember the details about them, even if it's to scam them, right? I love that you appear easygoing. I think I loved in perspective, my one thing that I genuinely loved about my dad was his ability to move people, to make them feel important and influence them, even if he had no care in the world about them. And I was one of those people, obviously. But he would walk into a room and remember every, that's why I always felt so angry at the times how he conveniently forgot everything he did to me and everything that I would tell him, because I would witness my dad walk into rooms and remember every detail about every person, so that even if he met them 5 years later for the second time, he would say, your daughter's going to college right by now, right? Like, he was so good at remembering the details of others, that when he didn't remember me, it was kind of proof that he just didn't love me in and of itself. Or he didn't feel I had anything to offer. And dogs and animals, they just don't work like that. There's no showmanship. There's no strategy. There's no manipulation. It really is just love. And that's who I am at my core and what I want Daddy Recovery to make me remember. So yeah, woofed. Thank you. Check out daddyrecovery.com. Deandra, my music on all platforms. Business Class comes out May 23rd.